The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-37569. So I've decided I've officially turned into an old fuddy daddy, except I think I've been doing this for a long time. I think the latest statistics are that Americans are eating 2.5 out of 3 meals outside the home every day. And you think, well, 2.5, what does that mean? Because it used to be that people would eat at least breakfast at home, and now people are not. They're grabbing coffee or a bagel or a muffin. Or did you see McDonald's is now serving breakfast all day? People are trying to figure out if it's a coincidence that they're doing it on today is National sort of Toke Up Day or some such thing.
Yeah, 420.
But... it's not clear. They don't have the they have the oatmeal and the yogurt and some of the McMuffin sandwiches. It's not clear whether they have the egg white. That's my I'll eat an egg white. Have you ever had that at McDonald's? They have, I think, on a tortilla.
Just the egg white in a tortilla.
It's egg white. I think low fat cheese and turkey bacon.
I don't think I've ever had that.
It's actually really good, and it's not very, you know, it's not terrible for you like the other stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Although they're now saying that egg yolks are okay, but never mind. Anyway, so today McDonald's is testing breakfast all day. They apparently tried it someplace, and it was a huge success. And
so, yeah, but, I think it was in, like, San Diego or something. They tried it.
McDonald's is notorious for doing this, that they'll introduce something in one market or another and then see how it does and then roll it out. I think it's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do a little test run and then.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of they're out of New York run. You know, they're off Broadway run. So, anyway, so that's starting today. But the point being that Americans are eating more and more meals outside the home, which means that you're seeing more and more children in restaurants. And there seems to be a very clear distinction between kids who are incredibly well-mannered. They're not very frequent, but I've actually gone up to people in restaurants where their kids are well-mannered and said to both the kids and the parents, your kids are wonderful. You know, congratulations. They were just wonderful. And I ran into one of the alternatives yesterday where it was in a restaurant where there was a 2-year-old and they served, it was kind of a vaguely upscale restaurant in that they, instead of serving butter with bread, they served olive oil in a decanter. And the kid knocked over the decanter. So not only was there broken glass all over everything, but there was olive oil all over everything. And the parent, instead of saying, I mean, look, kids can be clumsy and do accidents, but instead of saying, okay, let's help clean this up, the father said, say, I'm sorry, which the kid wasn't at all. It made this huge mess. They were still cleaning it up like a half hour later, and the kid is running up and down the aisles and screaming and yelling, and I thought, you know, I thought about handing them my card and say, look, your kid's going to desperately need this in a couple of years, so here's... And it's the parents. The parents didn't in any way set any limits. And a kid doing something like that, I mean, I don't think you humiliate the kid, but I think you say to the kid, okay, let's help clean this up. And obviously there are some issues about broken glass, which keep the kid away from. But that there was no sense of remorse on the kid's part, and there was no sense of remorse on the parents' part. And then the kid's running up and down the aisle. So, at any rate, so I've now officially turned into a fuddy-duddy of saying... But it wasn't the kid. It was the parents. And part of it is that you see kids in restaurants that are on their iPhone or their iPad. So kids aren't learning to talk. They're not learning about their inside voices. They're not learning to carry on conversations. What can I tell you? All righty. That was my fuddy-duddy comment for the day. Have I officially become... I mean, are you in restaurants where kids are misbehaving, or is it only me? Or maybe it's only this... Oh, no, I know it's not only the city.
Oh, yeah. I've been in restaurants where you know, kids of other families are either really loud or, you know, throwing tantrums or...
Yeah, yeah, and nobody...
Kind of putting on a show, so to speak.
Yeah, and the parents don't do anything about it. They're also in movie theaters, which is...
Oh,
I was trying to think what I was at. And there were these kids who were yelling. And finally, after about a half hour, the parents finally left. But I thought, why did you bring the kids here to begin with? The kids under the age of 5 shouldn't be in a movie theater anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And probably kids under the age of 10 in most circumstances, because they can't sit still, and they don't care about it, and the stuff is quite often too big and too scary. I don't, you know. All right. How about, so there are a bunch of stories today about robots, about, there was, my favorite story is actually, wasn't about robots, it was about parrots. Who, when the fire department came, said, "Fire, help," and they sounded like people. Yeah. And they didn't call on the phone. I think that's pretty smart of the parrots.
Yeah.
And pretty, I mean, yeah. So, but those aren't robots. Those are just birds with brains the size of a pea. But there are actually two robot stories. I'm devastated. We put up, what would you do if you had your very own drone, and nobody responded?
Yeah, nobody.
We like drones. They've got a robot that in Switzerland was arrested because they figured out a robot to buy drugs illegally, so they don't have to deal with undercover cops anymore. And so the robot bought some fake Nikes and a whole bunch of drugs and also some ecstasy. Turned out the ecstasy you get busted for, so but they finally let the robot go.
The robot's no longer in custody, right?
Yeah, exactly. But they did destroy the ecstasy, and they said so. The robot is going out to buy more kind of naughty stuff, so you don't need undercover cops. So that's a good story. But and they now have a robot. With summer coming, this is kind of cool. But they've had a problem with it. They've got something called a Roomba, which I think is kind of cool. It's from the same company that is doing the robot. This one apparently looks like an old-fashioned kind of a lawnmower. But they also, it's the same, they said this looks like a sports car to the lawn, the LawnBot is a vintage-looking tractor vibe. But this one is looks like a sports car, apparently. The other one requires electronic wires around the lawn, so the mower knows where to go. But the Roomba uses easy-to-install stakes. It turns out that astronomers are not pleased. Where do you hear this? They use the same frequency that some telescopes use to monitor outer space. So your UFO could be your lawnmower. I don't know. That's kind of cute. I kind of like that. And the manufacturer is saying, not really. They're saying it's an infinitesimal likelihood that the lawnmower stakes will impact radio astronomy. We trust the FCC will make the right decision. But would that be kind of cool to have an automated lawnmower?
Oh, that'd be like
heaven, right?
I'd be in heaven if I had something like
that. Do you cut your own lawn?
Yeah, it's pretty big, too.
All right, well, so we know what to get you for your birthday, which was Saturday. Yeah, here we go. When it's during the week, I remember when it's on a weekend, it's a little more. And plus, he deserted me on Friday. That was his birthday present, since he didn't have to work with me on Friday. All right. So, I'll tell you what. Let's start off on next segment maybe with a an email, since we're a little bit behind on emails, and we promise you guys that you can get in touch with us with emails. So we're a little bit behind on that. So we'll do that next segment. It turns out that. Today, Robert E. Lee resigned his commission in the United States Army in order to command the forces of the state of Virginia. Did you know that Robert E. Lee was actually offered he was obviously the president of the Confederacy, but he was actually offered a commission to lead the Northern troops. He was considered the best general at the time.
So and they were offering him to lead the Northern troops.
Yeah.
And he ended up, of course,
president of the Confederacy. And,
right.
But you could tell, I mean, he was significantly better general, at least at the beginning, than Grant.
Wow. I did not know that they were trying to get him to lead them.
Oh, yeah.
First. Wow. That's,
yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah. A Civil Rights Act of 1871 became law. Opening day in Tiger Stadium in Detroit and Fenway Park in Boston in 1912. There you go. And the Cubs played their first game, which was called Weedman Park, which is now Wrigley Field. They beat Cincinnati 7-6 in 11 innings in 1916. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely. good time to give me a holler at 855-99-3756-9. All right, I had mentioned that we're going to do an email here, so Manny, lay it on me.
All right, this email is from Christy, and Christy says, "Hi, Dr. Joy, I am a 49-year-old female just returning to work after 7 years. My son is in the second grade. I'm a week into a new part-time job, the same job I used to do before I had my son. The problem is this. I used to manage, and now I'm a worker. I think my new boss is insecure and threatened by me. On Friday, I got the message 3 times from 3 different people to come see her in the office when I was finished doing a job. So I finished cleaning up and went to see her. She proceeded to raise her voice and tell me I should have come to her right away. She told me I made multiple mistakes, things that I hadn't been trained to do, and that my register was off by $5. I was in shock, first by the tone of her voice, and second, that she assumed I knew these things. Then her phone rings, and she proceeded to tell me that it was her boss. She had called him, freaking out about all my mistakes. I left Friday afternoon in shock. I just let her vent. I didn't know what to say. I'm having stress worrying about today. Do I set boundaries with her? Do I let it go? What do I do?"
Okay, kiddo, listen. It's really interesting. I was talking with a friend of mine who owns a company, and she was she had hired a couple of people and realized that she'd made a mistake, that they were not very good. They were not very good with clients. They were not very good with people. And I'm telling you this because there actually is a point that both of these people were older people who had run their own companies, and they were now coming to her to be in a consulting position, and the role was a completely different job description than what they had before. So they had the information, they had the background, but they had experience in terms of the flow chart completely different in their old job than they did in the current one. In their old one, they were the top of the pyramid. In this one, there was no pyramid. They had a completely different job description, and that they were not in charge. They were really almost in a liaison position. They were to be a they were consultants, so the customer's always right, and the point was to make the customer happy however they could within the boundaries of what they could do ethically, as opposed to ruling from the top, which is, it's my way or the highway. So this way was, it's not only not my way or the highway, it's trying to figure out the right route for you. Completely different job description. And the reason I share that with you, and it didn't work, she and I talked at some length about what signals she missed and what she could learn from this and yada yada. Okay. Honey, you've got the same situation here. That it's not about setting boundaries, it's about understanding that you're in a different position. Hopefully, at some point, you will be in the position that you were before, but that's not where you are now. And when your boss says, come, what you do is check in with your boss immediately and say, I'm working on something. Do you want me to come now, or do you want me to finish this job? So that the boss feels, first of all, that you're responsive. Second of all, it's on her shoulders about whether it's urgent or not. Because if you'd left the job and come in and said, I left it because you wanted me, she might have said, well, I wanted you to finish up first. So when in doubt, check, because you don't know in that particular case. And my guess is when you were running the ship, if you'd told somebody that you wanted to see them, you wouldn't mean when they got around to it. You'd mean when you wanted to see them. So number one, there you didn't have the information that you needed at that point, but so you can get the information rather than making an assumption. Number two, as I said, my guess is that when you were in the position that she was in, that you would not have tolerated your behavior either. So it's not about setting boundaries, and she may not be terrifically good. Her bedside manner, her managerial style may be something less than what they teach in a B school, but that's not that's not your prerogative at this moment unless you want to get fired, and I don't think you want to be fired in the first couple of days or weeks of a new job, because it's going to be hard to find a new job, and you're very likely going to run into a similar kind of thing. You have a different job description at this moment, that you, as you point out, are a worker, not in charge. And so what you can do is ask her for some clarification of What your job description is, what you'd like her to do, because you're in a different position. Now, the good news about this is, as you learn, what you learn is very likely going to make you a better boss once you're a boss. But for right now, you ain't the boss. And so it's not about you setting limits or boundaries. It's about you learning what you need to learn. And I think what you can go in and say to her is, I made an assumption that you'd want me to finish up my work before I came and talked with you. And obviously, I should have checked with you. So if you could be if all I need to do is know what some of the conditions are, and I would take a notebook in. And even if you have a really good memory, I'd write it all down, because it, as you hear me say all the time, how you're perceived is equally as important as how you are. And if it appears that you are very serious about this, that you're going to take notes, you want to make sure that there's no misunderstandings, it will go a long way. But unless you're really ready to leave this job, it's not about you setting limits. It's about you sort of learning the job and learning what you need to know and asking the questions that you need to be able to do a good job, which, as I said, in the long run will make you a better boss. And whether she's a good boss or not doesn't make any difference right now. She's the boss. And so you have some stuff to learn. And I know it's not easy. And if you're, what'd you tell me, you're 49 years old going in and taking a job that that some of your colleagues may be in their 20s, it's not the world's easiest thing to do. But it will be, you know, be a learning experience. And as I said, it will make you a better boss. But, you know, she's only going to be threatened by you if you're not doing a good job, or she feels that you're challenging her authority, which hopefully you're smart enough not to do unless you really don't want this job anymore. And if you don't want this job anymore, you're better off leaving than getting fired. But you're still going to have to very likely use her as a recommendation. And God forbid you're working in the same field that you'd like to have your next job. That, as you know, word travels fast. So what you need to do is take a deep breath, eat a little crow. And it's not really crow from her. It's crow from yourself of saying, I am not in charge anymore. The 7 years that I've been gone have made some changes in the industry and the business, and I need to learn what the changes are. I need to ask questions rather than making assumptions. I need to learn the job as it currently is. And I trust that you're going to do that. You're motivated to do a good job. You're motivated, and you can go and say, and I would say to her, look, I was the boss before, and I'm not really very adjusted to being a worker, because that's just going to set up red flags for her. But you can say, I made some assumptions I shouldn't have done, and I really don't want to do that. I'd like to start this all over again, and just be clear about when you ask to see me that you want to see me immediately. And if there's any doubt in my mind, I should get in touch with you, not make the assumption that you wanted me to finish up the work. If there are any other issues, you mentioned that the register was $5 short. You know, that you need to figure out why that was the case. Did you give somebody back the wrong change? I mean, most of the stuff is computerized these days. So, but do a good job here. If nothing else, if you're going to leave, you want to do a good job before you leave, so the whole thing doesn't haunt you. All right. So suck it up and understand, as exactly as you point out, you're in a completely different position at this moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Catherine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm a huge fan. I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, Catherine. What's on your mind?
I was actually calling. This is totally silly. I know that, but I went out. I dated a boy like probably about 2 years ago now.
Okay.
And we broke up. It was very amicable. I've never had like a non-amicable breakup.
Good for you.
And I know, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm crazy, I guess.
Well, no, and you're good at breakups.
Yeah, I really am.
This is great.
Yeah. What a thing.
I mean, you may want to be good at relationships at some point, too, but in the meantime, it's not such a bad thing to do.
Very true, very true.
All right, but, so how old are you now, Catherine?
I'm 23. Well, I'm going to be 23 tomorrow. So.
Happy birthday tomorrow. That makes you a little Taurus, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
There you go, little stubborn girl. Okay.
Yeah.
So, so 2 years ago you broke up.
Yeah, and my problem, I guess, is that I guess, to most of my friends and to everyone that pretty much knows me and my family, the number one word to describe me would be pragmatic. I'm a very logical, fact-based person in general.
Okay.
He broke up with me, which might be part of it, because I've never had anyone break up with me before.
Why did he break up?
We were just young, and we both were in college and bartending, and just, it wasn't really conducive to having a monogamous, healthy relationship.
Okay, would you go back to him if you could?
If I could?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Does he have any interest in it?
I don't think so. I think that we did have a really great relationship. I think that it was just really way too intense, way too fast.
Where is he now?
He lives, 5 minutes away from me.
Do you ever see him?
I work with him, actually. He's extremely adept at inserting himself in my life.
Well, maybe it sounds like he doesn't want to let go of you either. What's the question? It sounds like he may have some interest in you and just not have voiced it.
My question, I guess, is that I just don't really... I would love to get over this person.
How can you get over him when you... So first of all, still carrying a torch for him, you get back to him in a New York minute, and you work with him every day.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's not realistic, baby cakes.
I don't know, but it's... He... First, the job he got after I worked there, so I really...
All right, no, I hear. But that's what I'm saying. All right, look, Catherine, let's look at, if you had a magic wand, what would happen about...
Okay.
Use the magic wand, think about the perfect scenario, what would happen?
Okay, if you had asked me this not that long ago, I would have said to have him be with me and all that. But in honesty, now I think if I could just wave a magic wand, I would just... I love his existence in my life. I just would like to get over him. And for the record, I'm moving away in 3 months, so I'll be gone from him in 3 months.
Okay. Then I think what you do for the next 3 months is just treat him as a friend. Are you dating anybody? It sounds like not.
Kind of. I'm dating, but nothing serious.
Okay. Well, so if what you want him to do is just make your heart beat a little less fast, one of the possibilities, Cookie, is you got nothing to lose at this moment. Mm-hmm. Say to him, listen, I'd really like for us to start dating again. All right? And one of two things is going to happen. He's either going to say, great, or he's going to say, if you were the last woman on the face of this earth, it would not happen. And either of which will probably help you. Because if he says yes, you have 3 months to see what happens, and it may reconstitute it. If he says no, you've got 3 months to
Yeah, I think in honesty, I'm extremely, I'm a very driven person, I guess I could say, and I'm very, career-minded, and try to pride myself in being somewhat of an intellectual, and he's kind of the opposite of all those things.
Right, so I have a 3-month fling.
Yeah, so in reality, that's the thing, is in reality, I know it's not right, but...
Well, then have a 3-month fling. It'll probably take the... I mean, he may not be interested, but if you are, it'll probably... It sounds like he very well may be interested. I mean, I don't think it's accidental that he put himself in your path, and he may feel exactly the same way that you do, that he's crazy about you. He just understands for the long term, the two of you are great dates. You just wouldn't be great mates.
Very true.
So have a great time. Play with each other for 3 months. And whether it's sexual or not sexual, I mean, be careful about it. And it may make more sense to not make it sexual. Just be great, great friends. Hang out. See where you get.
And that actually might be enough to get me over him.
Exactly.
The more I hang out with him, the more I realize that I think I'm more holding on to the idea. Or
exactly. The fantasy of it. Exactly. Yeah. Do a little reality testing. See where you get. All right. And you're leaving in 3 months, so it doesn't make any difference. There's really no sweat here. I mean, there's no real downside. Carl, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi, Carl.
Yeah.
There you are. Hi there. What's on your mind, Carl?
I have 2 6-year-old twins.
Okay.
And they had a little sleepover. They were cousins who spent the night. She's a 6-year-old little girl.
Okay.
And they were, one of the twins was taking a picture of the other twin, using the bathroom, take a picture of his booty and of his private part.
With what? Where'd they get the camera?
Just the mom's camera. It was just around the house.
Okay.
Yeah. So
are you and mom together?
No. So she called me to talk to them.
Well, I think we need to figure out where they got the idea. Because do I think, what you want to rule out here, Carl, is that somebody had taken pictures of them. Like, you know, one of Mom's boyfriends or babysitter or Uncle George. Because if nobody's taking pictures of them, then what you say is they're called private.
I really doubt that because we just recently separated, you know, so.
Well, but Carl, you need to rule that out. Because
okay.
Assuming that there is, and don't assume, because all parents want to assume that their kids have not, you know, had not had anybody be inappropriate with them.
Right.
But check it out. But assuming that's the case, and I don't want you to assume that, but for the purposes
right,
of this discussion, let's assume that's the case. Then what you say is, you know, kids, they're called private parts for a reason. We don't touch them. We don't touch other people's. We don't look at them, and we don't photograph them, and we don't describe them. That they're
right.
called, they're private. There's nothing wrong with them, but they're private. And
that was the conversation I had with
exactly. Then I think it's okay. But you just need to rule out that nobody, you know, where did you guys get this idea? And they're going to say, I don't know. Or from television, or, well, Uncle George did it. Find out what, you know, where they got the idea.
Okay.
Just to rule out. But other than that, it's just not okay. But for kids to be curious, again, this is exactly the age, Carl, where kids begin to be aware of what we call in the trade sexual dimorphism, which means, look what they've got that I don't have.
Right.
You know, so it's not unusual at all. I think it's not appropriate for six-year-old males and six-year-old females to do sleepovers in the same room with each other. Okay, they're too old for it. They shouldn't be taking showers together or baths together.
Right.
And they shouldn't be sleeping over together. It's okay for them to hang out with each other. And as my mom says, when kids get quiet is when you start investigating. But
right.
And everybody keeps their clothes on and nobody touches private parts and nobody touches bathing suit lines, basically, or photographs them or anything else. But,
right.
I think this is not abnormal behavior other than the technology involved. So I just want to make
right.
sure that no one had done that for them.
Okay.
Alrighty?
So it shouldn't be any scolding situation.
No, I just say don't do it. It's not okay.
Okay.
Alrighty?
What would be a good age? To what extent should I have talked to them about sex up till now? Or is that about the...
Good question. No, I think it's a good thing. There's a great book, Carl, called Where Do Babies Come From by Peter Mayle, which is M-A-Y-L-E. I swear to you that's his name. I did not make it up. Now, what it's got is pictures of...
Can you spell that again?
Yeah. It's Peter Mayle, M-A-Y-L-E.
Why?
And you can get it at the library and get it online. It's a great little book with pictures that basically has got Pillsbury Dough people with pubic, you know, with pubic
right.
hair. And it tells kids in a very straightforward way where babies come from. And I think that it's perfectly okay. These kids are going to be curious about it. Better they get the information accurately from you than some kind of nonsense from the 8-year-old.
Right.
Okay, but I think it's okay.
Okay.
All righty?
Peter Mayle. Okay.
All right, just remember a guy with the Y chromosome in the middle of his name.
Okay.
I know that made it a little complicated, but nevertheless. All righty?
But as I look at it, it makes sense.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Carl. Yeah, I mean, I think the question about when do I start talking with my kid about sex is the earlier the better, because not only for your kid's sake, I mean, these six-year-old kids are already aware of some the sexual dimorphism, the fact that, wow, you've got something I don't have. So probably before they notice that is a very good idea. But the major reason to start talking with kids about sex early is because it's easier for you. They're not going to ask the probing questions that they're going to when they're a little later. Well, is this something you and Mom are doing? Or is this, you know, I mean, the joke is that the kid says to daddy, you know, where did I come from? And the parent goes through this really terrific example of, you know, birds and bees and sperm and eggs and mommy and daddy and love. And the kid said, yeah, Jimmy came from Detroit. Where do I come from? So you need to, but the point is, if you wait till your kids ask, you're not sure what they're asking. And most kids are not going to ask, and they're going to need the information whether they ask or not. So tell them. And you certainly telling kids when you're beginning to toilet train them is a great idea, a great time to do it, because you're dealing with at least one kid's sexual apparatus at that point. And if they have brothers and sisters, they're going to notice the other ones. And if they don't have brothers and sisters, you can explain. You can get the book or you can draw diagrams. But sooner is better than later, because you're much less likely to miss the relevant time, not to mention their little friends telling them misinformation. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let me just talk with you for a moment about that whole concept of difficult people, because I get asked so frequently of how do I deal with a difficult boss, or how do I deal with a difficult mother-in-law, or how do I deal with a difficult child. I think the first thing you want to do is not define somebody as difficult, because you give away all your power at that moment. And if you go into a situation assuming that somebody is going to be difficult, you're going to have a completely different stance body language, attitude, facial expression, vocabulary, emotional valence, than if you're going in saying, okay, this is a challenging situation or this is an interesting situation. Again, I was talking with a friend who is going to a series of meetings in Huntsville and said, well, you know, I really don't expect much to come out of these. And I said, well, why would you go in with that kind of attitude? Because then it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you go in with the idea, but this isn't going to be very interesting, as opposed to, wow, this should be really interesting, this should be really fun, or that, you know, I'm going to learn something here, or this is an opportunity to interact with people in a different way than I'm used to. In other words, your perception becomes your reality at some point, and going in with a negative valence is a way to have things not work out very well. That things not going the way that we want them to go is going to cause us to feel upset or frustrated or inadequate, and that's okay. I mean, that's who we are as human beings. When we want something to go in a certain direction and it doesn't, but then we need to look at what our expectations are, because our expectations say a huge amount about us and nothing about anybody else, right? So I expected this to be easier, I expected you to go along, or I expected them to understand me, or I expected them to be nice. It probably has very little to do with you, or at least you might as well not assume that it has to do with you. It doesn't mean that that person is necessarily difficult, it just means that you made a series of assumptions that may not be valid. So you need to go back and look at what your assumptions are, and not beat yourself up over them, just be aware of them. And if your assumption is that this person is going to want the same thing I want, then rather than making that assumption, which is obviously leading to a disaster situation, of ask that person what they want. And it's perfectly okay to say, I went into this assuming that you and I were on the same track about it. This is what I want. Tell me what you want. Or you can either, or even start off by saying, I want this to work smoothly. Tell me what it is that you would like to have happen here. And my version of that is sometimes magic wand. But it often is effective to solicit somebody else's feelings about what their expectations are rather than sharing yours to begin with. Because there's some people who may feel that they have to fight you on it or explain to why you're wrong, or pretend that their expectations are the same. So just asking somebody what they want. And how you ask that question is going to determine what kind of answer you get. If you say, okay, so what do you want, is going to get a very different response than saying, tell me how you'd like this to work. Okay, so your tone of voice, again, your expectations, your body language, your emotional valence, your eye contact, your posture, the tone of voice can make a huge difference. And then what you can do is say, well, gee, that's interesting that you really wanted us to be on the same path. And it occurs to me that you're interested in apples and I'm allergic to apples. So maybe we need to see if there's some way either that we could do this separately or that we could figure out strawberries. But, you know, clearly the examples make no sense. And I'm using them only because when you're talking to people, that sometimes having a metaphor is a way of moving the discussion along. Right. So obviously we're not talking necessarily about either apples or strawberries, although maybe it's fruit time of year. Maybe I'm really ready for it to be spring. And solutions quite often, especially shared solutions, make people cohorts. The fact that you've accomplished something together will automatically bind you closer to one another. So instead of that person that you viewed as difficult, you're viewing that person as a colleague or as a supporter, and they're viewing you as somebody who's reasonable as opposed to somebody who's impossible to deal with. Okay, so basically deciding that your anger, your frustration, your vocabulary, your perceptions are based on your expectations. So go back and look at the expectations of saying, okay, what is it that I'm assuming here? And if I let go of that assumptions, where would I get? Okay, and you may find that your anxiety level drops down, your efficiency goes up, You have a lot more friends than you thought you had. So understand that those feelings, it doesn't mean that you're wrong or bad. It means that you're expecting things. And you hear me all the time saying that expectations are the death of serenity, that we, because they're unspoken, they're unshared. If I expect you to be nice and you're not, whatever nice means, for heaven's sakes, first of all, I haven't defined what nice is. I haven't looked at the situation. I've just expected you to behave in a certain way without communicating that in the least. And so I just get more and more frustrated with you. And most people are pretty aware when somebody is frustrated with them, and they may be frustrated back, because what they may be doing is going through the scenario that says, okay, she's really seems kind of angry with me. What could I have possibly done to elicit that? And then going through all of their sort of little mental checklists and saying, well, I didn't do anything wrong, and therefore if I didn't do anything wrong and she's angry with me, it's her fault. And so now you have a war on your hands. And that's not what you want in most circumstances. Wars are very expensive. Body parts litter the highway. And sooner or later, you still have to negotiate the peace. So why don't we negotiate the peace to begin with? So when you find yourself describing somebody as difficult or unreasonable or illogical or overreacting, take a deep breath and maybe even a paper and pencil and go back and say, all right, what am I expecting here? What are my underlying assumptions that are getting me into trouble? And you may find that you have a lot more effectiveness in dealing with people than you thought you had. Because those expectations, I said, are never because you expect them, you don't share what the expectations are. So it's bad communication, and it's going to lead to a lot of problems. Alrighty? What we have here is a failure to communicate. I got into some trouble because a group of people asked me to come and give a speech called How to Deal with a Difficult Boss. And I said, no, you know, I'll tell you how to negotiate with challenging people, but you never want to define anybody as difficult. Right? Ever. Fair enough? Get it? Got it. Good. Okay, we have one of those topics that we put up on Facebook. I'm still impressed that none of you had any use for drones. Maybe it's just too modern a concept. I don't know. I just think it'd be fun to have a drone to kind of fly around. I don't know exactly what I do with it. I know what I do with a robot. Clean the house. Especially the bathrooms. Maybe the food. Did you know there's now a service where you can call up and they'll send all the food over for you in exactly the right amounts, and all you have to do is mix it together? Come on, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes.
But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.